It looks like it will be cloudy tonight, but if it miraculously clears, you'll see a very bright star to the right of the moon. That's the giant planet Jupiter. And if you were out last night, when it was at least partially clear, you saw those two forming a beautiful, tight conjunction. A third object was there too, a lesser bright, but still respectable, blue star. This is Virgo's alpha star, whose name is Spica. All this is logical, because Jupiter is spending this year in the constellation Virgo, so that Spica is always somewhere around it. So happens, Spica is the very bluest of the night's bright stars, and lies in the zodiac, so that all planets and the moon and the sun pass from time to time. It's one of only four bright stars that are ever regularly seen next to planets or the moon. The others are Antares of Scorpius, Aldebaran of Taurus, and Regulus of Leo. Since Jupiter requires almost 12 years to orbit the sun, it hovers next to Spica for about a year, and does this 8 times each century, and this is the year. The moon whizzes around our sky once a month, so on one of those nights, it will pass Spica, and this year that means hovering next to Spica and Jupiter. That cool three-way conjunction happened last night with those celestial bodies not terribly far apart at all, and even reasonably near each other tonight. Then the moon goes around and will again meet Spica and Jupiter the final night of June. If you missed it that time, the next Jupiter, Spica, and Moon conjunction will be July 28th, with the three now lower in the western sky. And finally, even lower in twilight, and with the Moon now only a crescent, that three-way conjunction repeats on August 25th. I hope you're taking notes on all this. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.